Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, sluggish movement in live cattle trades expected to continue, with traders closely focusing on outside market direction through midweek, as well as growing volatility in the hog markets. Initial mixed trades likely to develop in live cattle and feeder cattle trade, with the entire complex remaining comfortable within the moderate sideways trend of the last several weeks. Cash trades expected to remain sluggish today, with increased bids and asking prices developing throughout the day. Although another round of Wednesday trade is possible, it's not likely. More than likely, we'll see that cash activity pushed to the end of the week. Limited buyer supports expected early yesterday, following the early week market adjustments in the hogs, which posted strong nearby losses early in the trading session and held nearby contracts lower through most of the session yesterday. This may add increased underlying softness through the first couple of hours of trade this morning, although the tone of the market still remains bullish, with no significant details or developments coming out of last week's trade talks with China. The focus in the hog complex continues to once again move to the next expected gathering and the expectation that something will develop in the near future. Well, the wheat contracts are mixed once again this morning, with winter wheat contracts lower and spring barely higher. Like corn, nothing bullish in the USDA reports for wheat, although certainly not to the same extent as corn. The 2018-19 wheat balance sheet saw a 10 million bushel reduction to feed residual demand, which looked light, while exports were reduced 20 million. Bushels. Corn futures higher, bouncing from yesterday's reversal and the near doji close, as most of the bearish stocks data appears to be priced in for the moment. There was nothing supportive about USDA's data yesterday, delivering the expected cuts to demand with room to make additional cuts on subsequent reports. Soybean prices slightly weaker this morning, trading inside yesterday's range and continuing the recent flagging action. As we've stated many times in the last few weeks, soybeans feel paralyzed by the trade war. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, April live cattle up 10 cents yesterday, 125.90. June up down 22, 120.35. April feeder cattle down 57, 146.15. May was down 40 cents at 150.17. May hogs down $3, 86.45. June down $3, 95.15. Kansas City wheat, May down 4 cents yesterday, 427.5. July down 4 cents at 435. Chicago wheat, May down 5 and 3 quarters at 459.5. July was down 4 and 3 quarters at 464. May corn unchanged, 360. July unchanged at 368.5. May soybeans unchanged, 898 and 3 quarters. July unchanged at 911 and 3 quarters. May cotton down 83 cents yesterday, 7809. July down 53 cents, 7847. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.